You're listening to SBS News.
Southern Minnesota, and this is a Wachipi or powwow, an annual celebration. This one for the Dakota tribe on the Lower Sioux Native American Reservation. The grand entry is in full swing. Feathers, bells, and bright colors dominate the parade that circles around the celebration ground.
La Prague, the creator's gang will be played over there west of the casino at 8:30, real soon.
An invitation goes out for anyone who wants to take part in a game of traditional lacrosse.
So the game starts with the ball thrown up in the air. Everyone has their sticks high and they shout.
Men, women and children are playing together. Unlike modern lacrosse, there are no field boundaries. There's no time clock. And the goals are just single posts. Native Americans say the creator gave them the game. In past centuries, white colonizers banned lacrosse alongside other Native American cultural and spiritual practices, and they appropriated the game for themselves. Now, Native Americans are trying to reclaim it. We're in South Minneapolis. Several of the nearby buildings are boarded up.
This area, this 1 mile radius around, is considered like the most densest, largest urban population of American Indians in the country, in the United States.
Anthony Stately is a psychologist and president of the Native American Community Clinic here.
Practically anything and everything you can measure from a health perspective, from an economic perspective, we're the worst in. Our children are having difficult times in schools, they're having difficult relationships, they're having poor health outcomes with diabetes. These are the realities of the world we're living in.
Anthony has brought in indigenous healing practices to his clinic, including lacrosse.
As indigenous people, that game is in our DNA, right? It's so fundamental to who we are. The game of lacrosse was everything that we needed for life. It gave us purpose, it gave us direction, taught us how to be good relatives to each other.
The clinic works with the group, Twin Cities Native Lacrosse. At one of their regular games, about two dozen people are running around a university sports ground.
So my name is Sarah Wheelock, and I am a tribal member with the Meskwaki Nation. My Meskwaki name is Bonabik, which means lady bear who makes a den.
Sarah says the game is about physical and mental well-being and reclaiming what they've lost.
I think it is 100% about identity. I don't know how you play this game as an Indigenous person and not have it be about your identity and not have it be about reclaiming your connection to your ancestors.
This is how I like to hold my stick because the pocket is inside.
20-year-old Nina Polk is showing me some basic traditional lacrosse skills.
You twist your stick with it. Yeah. So some people cradle in a sea.
It's a good day to be Indigenous. It's 45 degrees in the sun. It's 8 a.m. Indian time.
Nina also makes TikTok videos to spread information about the game she loves, including its origins.
We've lost so much. We've lost tribes. We lost languages. And about lacrosse, really just getting rid of the stereotype, being like a preppy white sport. Because I was sick of that stereotype when I first heard it. It made me really sad and very upset.
Nice, Ricky.
Back on the field, the action continues. Goals are scored, though no one's keeping a tally. As John Hunter, the co-founder of Twin Cities Native Lacrosse, says, the game's not about that.
You know, Native identity, our very existence is a political act. A lot of what we're trying to accomplish is reconnecting with the land. Settler colonialism has separated us from our very homelands. That has happened with lacrosse as well. We have now the ability to play this game of our ancestors, and it reconnects us with the land, with our animal relatives, with our plant relatives, to ourselves and to the land.